This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Writers, like farmers, can find the bad news in any kind of weather. When it rains a little too much, farmers complain about the bumper crop, which means oversupply and collapsing prices. But when it rains a little too little, they complain about parched soil and no crops and lower income, and writers are the same way. When business is slow, it means no money, no work, too much free time to daydream and web surf. But when you're working, when you sell a project, it means deadlines and phone calls and the tense panic of procrastination. But see, mostly people in this industry, and when I say people in this industry, I'm really referring to myself. I often take my personal individual character flaws and apply them universally. So when I say things like people in this industry are lazy, or people in this industry are running out of ideas, or people in this industry need to lose 15 pounds, what I'm really saying is that people in this industry like to project their failings onto people in this industry. But it is true that people in this industry complain a lot. Too much, really, about what could only be called high-class problems. And that's pretty much what I do here weekly on KCRW. It's sort of the definition of this gig. But at least one out of the 52 four-minute complain-a-thons right around this time of year, I try to take a break and talk about something else. There are right now a whole lot of homeless youth living on the streets in Los Angeles. It's cold and wet this time of year, and it's dangerous, really deadly dangerous, all year round. I've been part of an organization called My Friend's Place for over 10 years that tirelessly tries to turn the tide of homeless youth around, get young people off the streets, out of harm's way, and into safe, healthy, productive lives. And because a lot of those young people have babies themselves, My Friend's Place has the opportunity to break a terrible cycle. The organization is called My Friend's Place, and what it manages to do on a shoestring is nothing short of amazing. Lives are changed and saved and salvaged. The youth who find themselves on the street get there after years of almost unbelievable abuse and constant betrayal by the adults in their lives. So the sheer hard work of building trust day by day, minute by minute, by the staff of My Friend's Place is as close to an actual miracle as you'll find. And they managed to do it for less than people in this industry would spend on a half-hour pilot. A lot less. And that's good. A lean organization is an efficient one. But My Friend's Place spends its money very carefully. The staff work in human hours doing something, often without thanks, that they really believe in. My Friend's Place is a hands-on place. It's a local place. And right now, look, I get we're all busy worrying about big stuff that's happening in Washington, D.C. or Berlin or wherever, but this year I'd like to ask you to get local in your worrying. There are lots of macro problems, I know, but if you can, check out My Friend's Place. That's myfriendsplace.org. And if you've got something small or large to spare, send it along. You'll be making a real difference in the lives of young people. You'll be making a real difference in the life of this city. And you'll be doing something concrete and measurable and meaningful in addition to worrying and complaining, because let's face it, we're not going to give that up anytime soon. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will ring in a newish new year for KCRW,